Audio 266. 1. How have buildings in your country changed in the past few years?
Well, I wouldn't say that the buildings here have changed all that much, not in design anyway. There are a few special buildings, like the Bird's Nest or the CCTV Tower, that are certainly unique.But a lot of the normal accommodation or office blocks are still tall and square. I suppose one thing that is different is that there are many more of them.
2. How have games changed in the past few decades?
I suppose perhaps the main difference between games in the past and now is that even though people are still playing with each other,It is generally through the internet these days rather than face-to-face. There are a lot more electronic games and even specialist games machines like the PS4 or Xbox 360 that people use instead of playing board games with their friends or family.
3. Has the number of pet owners in your country changed in the past few years?
To be honest, I don't really know. I have a new pet dog, so I suppose the number has increased by at least one. But that's not a question I can really answer with any accuracy or confidence because it is really not a subject I know anything about.
4. In your country, how has the way people do their shopping changed in the past 20 or 30 years?
I think the shopping habits of people over the last two or three decades has changed enormously. Today, the amount of people that shop online has exploded. Companies like Amazon, eBay, and Taobao have sprung up and made billions of dollars each year. Here in China, there are even specialist shopping days now, like 11/11. You know, 11 November?People just go nuts on this day to try and get a good deal online, and this is obviously very good for the new form of retailer.
5. How do you think science and technology has changed people's lives in China in the past few years?
Oh, enormously. With the advent of the smartphone from companies like Apple, Huawei, and Samsung, together with the apps that run on them, the technology used to communicate has reached new heights of speed and ease. WeChat would be a good example of this, as it is now used here to stay in touch with friends and family, probably more than an SMS message or phone call. Add to that the ability to order taxis, pay your mobile phone bill, and other day-to-day activities, it has become an indispensable part of our lives.
6. How have toys changed in the past few years?
To be frank, I'm not entirely sure that they have. For example, I recently needed to buy a gift for my father's friend's son, who was turning 6. And we bought the same type of toy that I had when I was that age. For the older kids, things have changed a bit. These days, there might be more electronic toys, like the PS4 or Xbox 360. But again, you had these too, albeit older versions.
7. How has the way people read books changed in recent years?
Well, in my opinion, this has changed quite a lot over the last few years. Nowadays, a lot of people read the e-books on their phone or maybe their Kindle rather than actually reading a physical book. There are some traditionalists that still enjoy thumbing through pages, but I, for one, much prefer the new method. It's just so much more convenient, and I can store hundreds, if not thousands, of books on my phone. I am not weighed down at all.
8.How has the way people communicate with others changed in the past 20 years?
Oh, it's changed enormously. 20 years ago, the mobile phone was still in its infancy, and from what my parents tell me, they looked like bricks. Also, the internet was also a fairly new thing, so email had only just started rearing its head. People were still using letters and having to use their home phone to communicate with others. These days, however, that methodology is basically dead, and the advent of mobile and instant communications has grown and developed and is most definitely here to stay. 9. Were the products made in the past better quality than the ones made now? I think so, yes. I often hear my parents talk about when they were my age and that everything was better quality, from clothes and shoes to washing machines and even cars. I think that these days people think that using less raw materials for production and manufacturing is better than building things to last. 10. Do you think people's preferences on arts changed in the past few years? That's an interesting question. I suppose it depends on how you look at it. What I mean by that is that people still like listening to music or going to a concert, and they can still appreciate art in a gallery or museum, but these things always develop over time. The music and art I like is very different to that of my parents, and when I have children of my own, I'm sure their tastes will be different to mine. So I'd say no and yes.